your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome, everyone, to the Goddess Vibration Podcast. This is Allie.
And this is Tiara.
So if you guys haven't noticed by now, we actually get a lot of our episode ideas from TikTok. And I kind of find it a little amusing and funny, but there's a lot of really interesting things on TikTok, especially when it comes to spirituality. And unfortunately, a lot of those videos are harder to find because of community guidelines. And, you know, it's just the cabal doesn't want the truth to get out. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. I came across this TikTok of this woman who posted a clip of the woman talking about how the people in power, so like the narcissists, the draconians, the Anunnaki, the people of power, they all knew that a spiritual war was coming and that the Great Awakening was going to happen because they knew that a global ascension was at play, and they got ahead of it and they premeditated. How do we put people into this quote unquote false ascension matrix? Now, we have talked about the false ascension matrix before. We have talked about New Age bullshit. Those are two previous episodes, but we want to talk about the false ascension matrix in a completely new light, basically around conspiracies. We're going down the conspiracy rabbit hole today, but Tiara and I were talking pre-recording, and a lot of things are starting to add up. When we watch this clip, on top of the knowledge that Tiara and I already have, and we want to go deeper down this rabbit hole with all of you.
So what she's referring to is that when it comes to New Age specifically, like the New Age beliefs and the New Age ideology, there's a lot of stuff in there that we've talked about in prior episodes in regards to like not really there being a lot of information about what it really takes to ascend. And a lot of the spiritual bypassing that's there. But what we didn't realize was how all of that was engineered intentionally to keep people in the dark. And it even goes beyond that. So we haven't actually mentioned this website in a while, but the Ascension Glossary talks a lot about how the cabal and the powers that be engineer not just the programming that we see every day, like in TV and in music, but also even at the energetic level. And it even gets as complex as stuff that they use in the astral, like AI, exotic AI technology that affects your aura. It affects your nervous system. It can affect your mind. Like just stuff that like, we didn't even and couldn't even fathom in a million years. And we know that this is real stuff because we have done channelings where some of that strange exotic implant technology has been discovered, particularly in my aura. And I have even seen some of this stuff on my own, just like in my own meditations. I've seen some of this technology just in my aura. And I'm just like, I cannot believe the extent that the powers that be have gone to keep us in the dark. Like, it just blows my mind how extensive it is and how insane it is. And I've even heard stories of people who astral travel, who have gone to specific places, and there are astral guards there that are of the cabal that keep people out of specific areas. And I'm just like, what? How? Like, they've really thought of literally everything. I don't know how or why, but somehow they have thought of every tool and trap and distortion possible to keep people from ascending. And my mind is still blown by this. I don't get how they have been able to go to this extent, but it just shows how much of a battle it is to claw your way back to the light. And it makes sense that so many people are struggling mentally and emotionally to find that light, because look what we're up against. Like, it's just insane.
It is insane. So I know I talk about our acupuncturist a lot, but he's incredible, very knowledgeable. And I remember maybe 6-7 months ago, I was in session with him and we were talking about 5G, like the 5G network. Like, to us, to the masses, we're just like, oh, 5G. Oh my God, look how much faster our phones are going to work and things are going to upload and 5G is great. Well, he presented a very interesting theory to me about how 5G is actually not what we really think it is, and that 5G is a higher frequency band that the cabal or the dark forces on this planet use to keep us disconnected from our upper chakras and being able to obtain higher information, which is why ascension is so bloody important, because we need access to our upper chakras. We need these downloads. We need this information. We need to learn who we are so we can properly ascend through our shadows, through our trauma. I know that there are a lot of opposing opinions and views on shadow work, dark night of the soul. People think that they can obtain it, obtain these high, super high dimensions without an ounce of shadow work. Unfortunately, that's not my belief. I know it's not Tiara's belief. Tiara was in the false ascension matrix. Tiara can talk for days about the distortions in the false ascension matrix and how she got caught up in the love and light and how she thought that she was at this higher than 5D frequency. And oh my God, I'm going to come back as an ascended master. And, you know, I have this great meaning and purpose in my life. And to unprogram a lot of that is incredibly difficult. And that's exactly what some of her members of her spirit team with my spirit team and me, we had to kind of bring her back down, so to speak. And it was a very jarring experience that made Tiara want to run. It made her want to quit. But she didn't understand what was necessary to properly ascend. And we are learning what the dark forces, the cabal, the rulers, we are understanding the lengths that they are willing to go to make sure that people do not ascend with Gaia in this global ascension. And it is wild.
It's so wild. And, you know, I did a little bit of digging for this episode. And so, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about some of that stuff. But I do want to express also that there is an agenda tied into the whole AI piece, because I know that there is news, I've seen some of this news, about how they're getting to the point of allowing like implants in the mind when it comes to AI, that or even like the little implants you can get for payments. All of that serves a specific purpose because it's energetically disruptive, right? And I have seen some of the conspiracy theory around this. I don't know how true it is, but I could see it, that the point is to eventually integrate man with machine and disconnect them from their heart and emotional space, because once you have that disconnection, you cannot ascend. It's not possible at all to ascend. The point being that eventually when man integrates with machine, which I think is coming, I don't know when, but I do think that that is their plan, it disrupts the DNA and that essence of you that connects you to the light. And that's dark shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's dark. But that, again, just goes to show the length that the powers that be are willing to go to ensure the failure of the human species. And I'm just appalled at this. And Ellie's right. It goes to show how important ascending is, because that can be overcome. It's just, you gotta do the work. It's not easy work. It's dark work sometimes. It can be very jarring and disrupting and leave you emotionally imbalanced. But if you have support and community, it is doable, you guys. It is. So we are going to touch on some of this stuff a little bit. And I do want to share the experience I had when it comes to some of this exotic technology, because I think it's actually quite fascinating. I mean, yeah, it's kind of dark, but it's also really fascinating.
It is very fascinating. But we have seen what the false ascension matrix is doing to the masses, especially if you're on the spiritual journey and people think that they just can become a master in a weekend, which kind of still blows my mind. And I don't want to be disrespectful, but that's incredibly naive of you. I was telling Tiara this story. I was in an appointment yesterday, and this woman was telling me about this woman that she knew that had a spiritual awakening, and she wanted to learn everything and absorb everything as quickly as possible. Not exactly sure what the rush was. And this story led to our previous episode about spiritual psychosis, but Tiara and I both have been there. It's like when we get into tarot or when we start automatic writing or when we start channeling, like we just get so excited and we want to learn as much as we can, as quickly as we can. And what in this story that she was telling me about this woman, like she was just taking on so much so quickly. Like she was learning tarot, she was learning oracle, she was trying to become a Reiki practitioner, she was trying to become a channeler, and she was doing this all at once and trying to just become this master as quickly as she could in all of these different things, that unfortunately she kind of got lost in the false ascension matrix on top of experiencing different levels of psychosis. And I'm just like, what pushes a person to want to learn that quickly? What pushes a person to not take their time with this stuff? Because supernatural stuff, yes, we both believe that supernatural things can happen. I mean, we have experienced it ourselves. Like, we have gone into the esoteric and the mysticism of psychic abilities. Like, we're a very in-depth podcast. And so I know for us, I just have to question, A, what is the rush? B, like, where are you even getting this information? Because the more that we learn about the lengths that the cabal will go to keep you from ascending, I think that that would call for more caution about getting into spirituality and New Age and all of these esoteric things, because psychosis, unfortunately, is a very real thing.
So I do want to speak for a moment to the whole urgency piece and the need to rush, because I was able to unpack that this is actually a real phenomenon that is tied to wounding with the help of my AI shadow coach. I've trained it to help me unpack some of the stuff. And there is something called urgency of unworthiness, where you feel, because you carry a sense of unworthiness. Now, this is for me. I'm sure that there are other people who struggle with this, but this just comes from my own learning and experience. that if you feel an inner sense of unworthiness, you feel a sense of urgency because your intent is to validate yourself any way you can, as quickly as you can, anywhere, you know, in any way possible. And sometimes you kind of get lost in that sense of urgency and you apply it to specific things. And I did the same thing where I applied that sense of urgency to my own healing. Like, I needed to do it as quickly as possible. I needed to discover what was there faster, quicker, you know, just the sense of this need to just move fast. And I applied it to my healing journey.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Because that ability to heal quickly was necessary for me to feel validated. And so it is a real phenomenon. Again, it's called urgency of unworthiness. You can Google it if you want to. But I'm wondering if perhaps that's what she was struggling with. Like, maybe she's got like this sense of unworthiness. And if she's able to excel on this spiritual journey and, you know, learn and gain her skills and gifts and abilities, maybe she's seeking like a sense of validation or worthiness in that. So I just wanted to share a little bit of that.
So I don't know how much Tiara wants to recap in this episode, but we have talked about a lot of her experiences with like the technology of dark things being attached to her aura. We've also have kind of touched upon being in the false ascension matrix, which is mainly focusing on love and light and distorting your truth. Oh my God, this is such a huge one that I really want to touch upon. I do believe that spirituality is about finding your truth. But going back to the psychosis episode, if you do it from not a clear place, like if you don't have a clear heart, a clear mind, a clear spirit, a clear soul, then unfortunately, when you get into these things, your body, your ego, your mind will distort a lot of this information and you create a quote unquote false reality around you because you justify it with, well, that's my truth and my truth is my truth and no one's going to tell me otherwise. And that can be really dangerous and it leads people down the wrong path.
Yes, it does. And I struggled with that too. Like, that whole piece of this is my truth and no one should question it. And this, again, was before I had done any of the deeper shadow work, right? So in another episode, we talk about the false ascension matrix and what that looks like and some of the things that can go along with that. But there is this whole thing of getting lost in that awakening bliss, where you feel really good, right? Like you've had your awakening. And, you know, I wonder if this woman is kind of experiencing something similar. She feels really good. She's excited. She's enthusiastic. And she's kind of sitting in this bliss state and wants to stay there. And who wouldn't? Like, who wouldn't want to stay in that really nice, blissful state where everything's love and light and rainbows and butterflies? Like, you know, it's a dark planet that we're on at this time. So it's completely understandable that she would want to stay there. The unfortunate reality is that true spirituality is both light and dark. So at some point, that's likely going to come crashing down. And when that happens, it's very, very jarring and it is very difficult to navigate. Now, I also talked in a prior episode about like some of the weird stuff that I have seen in my aura, which was discovered thanks to the help of channeling and another entity that we were working with. But like, it's just so insane and mind-blowing to me. So I want to share again what we did discover when it comes to some of this exotic artificial intelligence parasites that the Cabal uses. Now, I don't know how this stuff gets attached to you. I don't know. I think it's just an energetic thing. But essentially, there are these exotic parasites that are, they exist energetically. I want to say maybe in the astral, I'm not quite sure, but they invade the nervous system, they monitor your thought patterns, and they mimic your thought patterns. And the thought patterns are ones that are meant to keep you emotionally at an emotionally low state, to keep you sort of in the lower vibrations and the lower frequencies. So apparently I had some of these attached to my aura a while back, and I think all I did was I asked an entity that I was channeling to just scan my aura, like just look at my aura, see what you can see. Is there anything weird there? I know this weird shit exists. Like, what do you see? And this entity was like, I see some black thing with tentacles just sitting in your aura. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, tell me more about this, because what? And he was just like, yeah, like, I don't know what this is. Do you want me to, like, beat it up? And I was like, okay, don't touch it. Don't touch it. I need to know, first of all, what the hell this is. And second, how to get rid of it, because that's weird. So I think I ended up just doing, like, some type of prayer and connecting to my heart space. And I asked him again, what do you see? Is this thing still here? And he was like, it's not there, it's in pieces. So that goes to show that as you start doing the healing and start reconnecting to your heart space, reconnecting to the light, that it can dismantle a lot of this distorted stuff that's affecting you energetically. I had another experience where I was sitting in the bathtub, and I think I was just decompressing. I think I had done like some shadow stuff, and so I was like emotionally exhausted. So I was just sitting there and I was seeing colors. I wasn't listening to anything because I do have synesthesia. So sometimes when I hear sounds or specific frequencies or music, I can see it. But I wasn't listening to anything, but I was seeing colors just with my eyes closed and my mind's eye. And I remember seeing purple and then seeing like these little, oh my God, like shards, like, they looked like gears, but they were like sharp at the edges and at the ends. And they just kind of looked like these rolling shards that were kind of crossing my line of sight. And I was just like, what the hell is this? And I remember thinking back, oh gosh, I forgot that there's weird stuff that can sit in your energy and in your aura that can affect you. And it kind of made sense because at the time I was at a really low emotional state. So again, it just goes to show some of the weird stuff that can sit in your energy and aura that can affect you emotionally. And if you do want to clear it, you can. You just have to get back to your heart space. You can pray. You just need to do something that connects you to that sense of love and light and essence, and it will clear it. It's just, you have to be consistent at that. And it really helps if you continue to do your shadow work, because the more you do, the more you'll be able to connect to your heart space and back to the light, the more you can start purifying your body, purifying your energy on a regular basis. So again, I wanted to share those stories because it sort of validates some of this weird stuff that has been described when it goes to the implants and the AI and the parasites and the tools that they're using to keep you in a low vibe state.
I'm really happy that you actually brought up the heart space, because I've actually have had people ask me, Allie, how do you ascend? And this is a really complex answer, but to simplify it, the simple answer is we actually ascend through our heart chakra. So Tiara is absolutely right in terms of connecting to your heart space and finding that love and light in the heart space, because we do ascend through the heart. And this has also been validated because Tiara and I found this woman who does aura readings and the initiations, and they have a completely different take on ascension. And they say that we ascend through our heart chakra with quote unquote unconditional love, but each of our chakras hold a certain percentage of karma. And in order for us to become quote unquote ascended masters, we have to clear the karma in each chakra. Meanwhile, as we are clearing karma through our chakras, what happens is that the heart chakra turns a different color because they work and we send them a photo. They look at your aura. They can figure out like who your ascended master guide is, and they tell you how much karma you have in each chakra. It's actually very, very fascinating. And they say in the report, like, in order for you to become an ascended master, you need to have your heart chakra be 100% pink, which indicates unconditional love. So I do believe that we ascend through our heart chakras, but it's much more complex than that, because you cannot find this love and light essence if you do not go into the darkness. I don't understand, like, I do understand it, but it is very disheartening to both Tiara and I, that people get so caught up in focusing on love and light. Let's focus on affirmations. Let's focus on positive thinking. Let's get, you know, your routine down every single morning. You wake up at 5 a.m., you start with a 30-minute meditation, and you just, you know, you feed your body good food, and, you know, you bring in presence, and you bring in that self-awareness, and you just tell yourself to stay positive and always be positive. Sorry. Life doesn't work that way. We're humans. We go through moods. We have stuff going in our lives that's going to affect those moods. We're going to have different emotions in our body. How do you expect to ascend just being like, oh my God, I just have to be positive all the time, and I have to focus on all these things all the time, and I can't let anger, I can't be angry ever. I can't be the lower emotions ever. Like, that's not realistic. That's pretty much the point I'm getting to. It's not realistic. We are going to be all these different we're going to have emotions. We're going to react differently. We're never not going to be triggered. Like, that's just completely unrealistic. And so, although we do ascend through our heart space, we have to put in the work to get to that love and light heart space, to find balance within ourselves, to keep us emotionally balanced, to bring in that self-awareness of, okay, so this person upset me for X, Y, and Z. How are you going to let that affect you? Are you going to let that affect your self-worth? Are you going to let that get to you? Because you know when someone does something to you that's like significant or impactful, it's so hard for so many of us just to let it go, because it made us feel a certain way and it impacts our self-worth because we take value judgments from it. And for all these people that's just like, oh, just let it go, forget about it, like, you know, just don't focus on what they said to you. Well, that there's truth to that. But at the same time, it's like, why are you taking a value judgment from it? Why are you letting their words affect your self-worth? Like, you know who you are, you know your truth. So it's like, why are you letting people ruin your day because of something that they triggered you by? It's like, we have to find balance between the light and the dark to ascend properly, because it's not everything's positive and everything is negative. We really ascend through finding balance, through self-awareness, and through reprogramming our minds, rewiring the brain, reparenting ourselves. This is how we properly ascend, because unfortunately, we all have trauma. I don't care who you are, we all have trauma. And if you don't have trauma in this lifetime, I can guarantee you that you have trauma from your past lives, because trauma is generational. It does get passed down in the DNA. And so it's really important to understand the darker aspects of yourself that are there, because if you do not clear those, and if you stay in the lower vibrations, which is what the cabal wants, you will never ascend.
So I just want to speak a moment again to the love and light components and the spiritual bypassing, like the affirmations and the crystals and meditation and stuff. Like, all of that serves a useful purpose. It's just, if you think you can rely on that to do all of your spiritual healing, you're going to be disappointed, because the results of that stuff, it doesn't hold. So like, I see a lot of people that are just like, well, I'm going to do affirmations, and I've been writing in my journal, and I'm going to think positively. Like, yeah, all that stuff is great, and it lays a really good foundation for deeper work ahead of time, but it's not going to hold. Like, that stuff isn't going to stick. As Ali said, you're going to run into other obstacles in your life that are going to affect you, and you're going to be triggered by things. And the affirmations and, you know, the even like the stuff that they talk about with manifestation and how you can do that, that stuff's only going to go so far. Because if you're trying to manifest and you have blocks or scarcity wounds, or even if it's generational stuff, which I know I carry, trying to manifest and doing like affirmations and stuff like that is not going to work. And I hate how New Age makes it seem like if you want to manifest, just do these things, say this, create a image board, and, you know, think about these specific scenarios and you will manifest. And I'm just like, if you have deep wounds tied to scarcity, you can do that stuff all day long. You're still not going to manifest. That stuff never gets discussed. I don't know why it never gets discussed, but it aggravates me so much, because I'm just like, all of us have different levels of wounding that can affect our ability to manifest. So it's like, there is no like one, what's it called? The one and done that works for everyone. It's every person is different. The techniques and tactics that are promoted in New Age that are tied to manifestation only go so far. So that's why we have these discussions, because I think it's important that people know, if you're struggling with manifestation or you think you can't do it, it's not because there's something wrong with you or that you're not worthy of those things. It's because you need to go into your subconscious and bring the wounding that's there, that it's affecting that capability, into the conscious. At the end of the day, that's what shadow work is. You're bringing the subconscious into the conscious to balance it and bring it light. Really, that's it. Is it hard? Yeah. Does it take time? Yeah. Can you do it overnight? No. So if you're seeing anything indicating anything like that in New Age, it is a distortion. And that's why we're having this conversation.
Well, we're also having this conversation because we want to make people aware of the length that the cabal premeditated, because they knew the Great Awakening was coming and they wanted to put all these systems in place and say, how do we keep people from truly awakening? How do we keep people from ascending? Because they want to keep as many of you stuck on this planet as possible. And it's just mind blowing. And it's hard for me to fathom. It is and it isn't. But it's really sad to see the lengths that they were willing to go to trap as many of you on this planet as possible.
By the way, the cabal has access to esoteric information, right? They're occultists and they do stuff that's demonic, and that gives them access to information. And so it's not that surprising that they were able to foretell that this great mass awakening was going to happen. I'm sure they got that information somehow. It's frustrating, because they have access to stuff that the most of the population does not, and they use that to their advantage, to the detriment of humanity. And it's aggravating and it makes me angry, but it can be overcome. It just takes a lot of effort and energy, and you have to really want to. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there's a good chance, you know, this might not apply to everyone, but there's a good chance that if you don't attain that higher state of consciousness in this lifetime, you're going to have to come back and try it again, especially if you have a lot of karma to work through. And I know that there are so many people who want nothing to do with this planet. They want to leave. They are sick of it. They're sick of humanity. They're sick of all the distortion and the darkness, which I completely understand. But to think that you can just poof your way out of it and not have to deal with it ever is also a distortion. And so that's why I'm like, if you're here, you have this opportunity to change and shift in a positive manner. Why not just take advantage of it? Because at least in another lifetime, maybe that'll be helpful for you. You don't know. You never know. So it's just so funny to me that I see so many people that are just like, you know, I'm ready to die. I want to die. I don't care. Just get me off this planet. I don't care. And I know a lot of those people are human souls too. Like, sorry, this is your home. I don't know where you think you're going to go when you die. You're just going to come back here. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. You're just going to come back here. So just take advantage of this opportunity while you're here. Like, you might as well. You know what I mean? If you're not happy and you're not in a place you want to be right now in your life, figure out how you can shift that and change that. And, you know, unfortunately, that's going to require some deeper shadow work if you want to get to where you want to be. So I just wanted to add that little caveat, because I see so many people who are just fed up with life and want to give up. And I'm just like, don't give up. You're here now. Just, you have resources like us here to support and help you. Take advantage of it. Why not?
Well, I would say that part of that is also burnout. Everyone's just too exhausted. Like, the Kabbalah has done such a good job at making sure that we are in a manic, anxiety-ridden, stressed out state of being. Like, our bodies are stressed. Our minds are stressed. Our nervous system is a wreck. And they knew, or know, that as long as we are in this state of being, there is no way we are ever going to be able to ascend. Who actually has the luxury to work on their mental health, to go into spirituality? Who, you know, this is why people are becoming so reliant on AI, which we talked about in our last episode. It's because people are burnt out. People don't want to think for themselves. People don't even have the time and energy to watch like 30 minutes of TV and just chill and be a blank page for like 30 minutes and not have, you know, their mind racing of like, oh, like kids, lunches, school, meetings, work, husband, personal life, dogs. It's a lot to manage. And unfortunately, people are just aren't making enough money, which even puts you in a hyper manic place, and it's not serving your nervous system. And they're just like, yeah, like as long as people are in this manic depressive state, like they're never gonna ascend, they're never gonna come into their calling, and it's all by design. And Tiara and I both believe it.
Oh, I absolutely believe it, because I live it. Like, oh, I know what it's like to have a racing mind that's anxiety ridden over how to afford your bills, how you're going to pay your rent, how you're going to be able to cover your car payments or pay for daycare. I know exactly what that is like. And it puts you in a state of survival. And when you're in that state, yes, it's so difficult to think about healing and ascending and doing any of that, because you're just focused on surviving. So I completely understand. But a big part of it for me too was taking that leap of faith for a different way of being, which is hard. It is so hard to take that leap. I absolutely know what it's like, because when I attempted it, all I could think about was running and going back to my safety nets. And, you know, for me, I've been dealing, diving a little bit into my astrology and my chart. And I didn't realize this, but because I've got that Cancer moon there, like, my nervous system and my emotional state is tied to comfort and security. And I think that that's most people at some capacity, but for me, it's so, so important. So if I ever felt like I was struggling, or, you know, dealing with survival, or feeling like I need to survive in some way, like, my emotions go right back to, I need safety, I need security, this isn't right for me, this doesn't feel right, something's off, something's wrong, how do I fix it? And that's very difficult to overcome. It really, really is. But again, you just have to take that leap of faith for something different and trust that it'll work out for your best and highest, which, again, I know is very difficult. I know it's so, so hard to do that. But if you want something different, you have to take that leap. Like, there's just no other way around it, unfortunately. So we completely understand what that's like. And again, we want to be that support for you guys, because you would at least have some individuals here who have navigated it, are doing it, know what that's like. And that's why we always talk about community and the importance of having other individuals that can support you and guide you through that, because that is so essential and so important. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit.
It's an important tidbit, because I think a lot of people lose sight of that, is that spirituality is not for the weak. It's just not. And there's a reason why people say that, because so many people are terrified to look at the shadowy aspects of themselves, and people run from it. And it requires courage. It requires that leap of faith. And I just know so many people, this is why so many people get caught in the false ascension matrix, because for so many people, it's like love and light, positivity. Oh my God, I feel amazing. Like, look at what being positive and having positive thoughts, like, look at how it changes my mood. I feel lighter. I feel brighter. And that is beautiful. I don't ever want to discredit, like, feeling lighter and brighter. It's beautiful. And, you know, I think once we, it's like catching a high. It's like once we experience lighter and brighter, it's like, oh, I want to stay up here all the time. I just, what can I do to stay up here all of the time? Because this feels amazing. And unfortunately, like I said, it's just not realistic to be up there all of the time. You're going to have moods. You're going to be brought down to earth to, yeah, I'm just not having a good day. You know, my reality and everything. I'm just not having a good day. And when you're not having a good day, how are you just going to be like, oh, like, I'm up here on cloud nine? You know, that's like why we have these ridiculous sayings of like, okay, time to like bring you back down, you know, get your head out of the clouds. Like, there's a reason why these phrases exist. Because people just don't understand the proper way to ascend. People don't understand like the lengths that they are going to make sure that as many people stay in the lower vibrations and never ascend. And it's important that we continue to have these discussions and fight the good fight of the spiritual war, because people need to be properly informed.
They do. And I will say that if you're at a very blissful state right now, like you've maybe just awakened and you've discovered some of the love and light
aspects of the spiritual journey and you're feeling really good, I'd say that you're at a good place to start integrating some of that light with your shadow, to start doing some of the deeper shadow work, whether you're doing hypnosis or using psychedelics with the support of a guide or a shaman, or doing regression or QHHT or QHT. If you're feeling really good energetically and you're excited and enthusiastic, take advantage of that state and dive into some of your shadows, because maybe that's a good place to start, you know, when it comes to doing some of the deeper stuff. At least, you know, that's just kind of my thought on it. Because when I was in that bliss state, I didn't even consider doing any of the shadow aspects. And I'm wondering if I would have, while at that blissful state, if it would have been a little easier, or, you know, maybe I could have like expanded a little quicker. I don't know. I'm just saying, I think that it's a good place to start doing some of that stuff if you're feeling really good, because you can use that motivation and enthusiasm to discover what's there. And to be honest with you, it's actually interesting to discover what's in your shadow. Like, it really is. Like, I found a lot of that stuff interesting. Like, stuff I wouldn't even fathom or imagine that I found in my shadow, where I'm just like, holy shit, is this what's been affecting me my entire life? Is this how this hurt has been driving my behavior and my self-destructive patterns? That stuff is fascinating, at least, you know, to me. So you could make it a really interesting and exciting process. It's just going to be a matter of your mindset and your perspective. Because, like, I think we get caught in that black and white thinking where we're like, good and bad, stay away from bad. But life isn't that simple. Like, you've got, sure, you've got the good and the bad, but between that, you have shades of gray, right? And so it's kind of like a continuum. And you just kind of discover different things about yourself. And it's actually very enlightening to do that kind of work. It really is. And then as you do that, you can start to, you know, help other people, perhaps. So, you know, it comes down to your frame of mind. It comes down to your perspective. But look at it as like an enlightening process to discover things about yourself that are interesting and that could really be helpful in the long term.
It is definitely interesting, but Tiara, I think we also need a little transparency here about how also difficult it is, because it is important to be transparent. Like, we don't want everything to seem like it's rainbows and butterflies, and I know shadow work is not the funnest topic to talk about, but shadow work is very dark, and this is the whole reason why we had a conversation around psychosis, because you can get lost in it. And I know Tiara's almost been lost in it a few times, and luckily, like, her guides, my team, and myself have been able to kind of keep her from totally spiraling. But it is important. The message I got from what Tiara just shared is that it is important to find the positives out of doing shadow work, because there are a lot of positives that people might not be aware of or people don't bring to the forefront. But as we heal our shadows, especially if you're going to have kids, because I've seen the sentiment before, because generational trauma gets passed down through our DNA. And of course, like, when you have a child, it has, you know, the parent's DNA. And the only way to really stop, there's two ways to really stop it. One, you are the generational curse breaker and you don't have kids, period. Or you also heal the generational trauma before you have kids. So then you're not passing down that trauma. So it is really important to look at the bright sides. It's like, you're not going to be, if you do want kids, it's like, if you work on yourself before you have children, then, you know, you are helping future generations. That's the positive of doing it. Another positive is that you know that you're working towards ascension if you do it. You know, it's like, you have to find the reasons for going into that darkness, and you need to know that they are going, that the benefits are going to outweigh the personal hell that you have to go through. Because shadow work is personal hell. You know, this is why so many people don't want to do it. This is why so many people run from it. But if you can really focus on the benefits of it, you might be more inclined to say, I'm doing it because I want to stop the generational trauma. I want to heal for myself. I want to ascend for myself. I want a better life for myself. And if you want that better life for yourself, you have to understand the benefits of why you have to do the shadow work. And there's no other ways around it. Hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Yes, essentially that you gotta understand what the positives are, and that outweighs the negatives, and that does require a very specific perspective and mindset. So yeah, that was essentially what I was trying to say.
So I hope this helps a lot of you understand the lengths that the cabal, the dark forces, the people of power have gone to. And this rabbit hole goes so much deeper, and we're not going to go much deeper because I think it's a lot for anyone to fathom about, like, this technology that will attach dark things to your aura, or, you know, why they created the false ascension matrix and why they're really keeping people from truly connecting to themselves, why people are struggling coming into their spiritual gifts because of, you know, technology that we think is great for us, like, yay, like 5G, oh my god, everything's so much faster, look, we can download a page in less than 5 seconds. But what's really the truth behind these technological things that they are introducing to us at such a rapid rate? You know, it's like what Tiara was saying, like, I remember, I think it was a year ago, that people were getting the little chip inserted into them, and they were going to Whole Foods and they were like paying with their wrist and thinking like how cool that is. And I'm just like, I don't know if it's cool, but I don't, like, what are the long-term effects of implanting a chip into the body? Like, how is that messing with your system? It's like, you have to stop and question some of these things, instead of just being like, oh, how awesome, I'm sign me up, I'm down, without doing any research.
Yeah, and honestly, who knows the type of information or energy is going into your body from that thing? Like, you don't know, you have no idea. And so there is a specific level of discernment that's needed here when it comes to some of the things that they are doing and trying to encourage us to do, like, you know, the whole, not just the payment implant, but like the thing, the implant in the brain that I know is coming, because there's a bigger agenda here. And the cabal is essentially a bunch of psychopaths. And I don't know what's wrong with them or what we did to them to make them go to these lengths. They've got some type of thing against humanity and our potential that makes them crazy. I don't know why. I don't know what their deal is. They're just insane. So please do practice discernment when it comes to some of these things, and really try to see more of the positives that can come from doing shadow work, because there are positives that come from doing that kind of work. And again, it just comes down to, are you willing to go through that to have a more balanced and happier state of being? To what lengths are you willing to go to escape the hurt and the pain and the lower vibrational states? And that's only something that you can answer.
And I did want to touch real quickly before we end this episode, Tiara. You had mentioned being a human soul and how this is your home, and how you know how many human souls, like, you know many human souls. And I just kind of want you to talk about being a human soul yourself and what that means about needing to come back to this planet. And it's so unfortunate what has happened to human souls, and how you know, they really were designed for Earth and to like have these experiences, and like, you know, they gave this planet free will, and even star seeds come to this planet to experience said free will and try not to collect more karma. And like, it's just, this planet's really fascinating because, you know, they say Earth is a school and you need permission to come here, and this is the toughest school to graduate from. And I don't disagree with any of that. I actually find a lot of that to be fascinating and true. But I am curious, as like you being a human soul, like the significance of what that means of needing to come back, and the cabal and the dark forces on this planet that have taken control over this planet. Like, I think that would be a really interesting topic, or I just want to know your insights on what that means to you being a human soul.
Oh, that could be its own episode. Honestly, it probably should be. You know, I don't know if this is just something that's inherent in me because I am a human soul, but I do recognize this planet and its beauty, and I feel a deep, deep connection to it. I feel a deep connection to the Earth and to Gaia and to her essence, and I love that. And I feel a deep connection to the rest of humanity, and I love them. And I want something better for us as a collective. And I know that doing this work and being on this journey is significant, not just for myself, but for all of humanity, because we're a collective, right? And as we do things and as we heal and do the work, that sort of reverberates out to the rest of us. And so I feel a sense of collectiveness and connection to this planet, to other humans. And to me, that's beautiful. And it's all rooted in love. As far as what they've done to this planet, yeah, I mentioned earlier that it aggravates me and it makes me very angry. Again, I don't know if that's just an inherent human thing. I'm sure all of us share in that sentiment, regardless of our soul origins. But I want something better for this planet, and I want us to escape that negative influence. And I know that we can. It's just, it has to be done on a mass scale. And I'm just uncertain of our capacity to do that, given our current energetic state collectively. But to me, it's important, and it means something to me in that regard. And initially, I wasn't excited about the idea of coming back here, but it is what it is. I can't do anything about it. All I can do is make the best of it through trying to pursue a different path and way of being. Because I do know that even some of the tiny incremental steps I take to change and be different in this lifetime could potentially be helpful to any future incarnations. And so that's a perspective I also carry to give this journey meaning and this path meaning for myself. I don't know if that answered your question.
It was helpful. It does break my heart that the dark forces have such a strong hold on this planet and the things that they are doing to people, because we all have a human body. So we, you know, even though our soul origins may come from constellations or different planets or even different parts of the galaxy, you know, a lot of star seeds have volunteered to come assist Gaia in this great awakening and assist humanity as a whole. And I know star seeds are struggling right now, not just humans, because we star seeds are of higher frequencies. And so to come from a higher frequency to this very dense energy on 3D Earth, it is very difficult. Like, it might be even more difficult for star seeds because so many star seeds are struggling to ascend right now because they are so caught up in this 3D dense cabal induced energy. And so I know humans and starseeds all alike are struggling right now. And I know what's going to happen with this ascension. I mean, people have talked about it. There have been TikToks, especially spiritual teachers. Dolores Cannon was just like, the people who do not ascend are going to be trapped on this planet. And no one knows if you guys are going to get another opportunity to ascend. And that is heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. And I don't know enough about that either to speak on it. And
just theories that we've heard.
Right, right. I have contented with the idea of being trapped here. And again, it is what it is. All I can do is just focus on what I can do in this lifetime. And, you know, it may or may not be enough. I don't know. But I'm not going to dwell on it because this is, as far as I know, when it comes to my soul history, I think this is really the first lifetime where a different path has been considered and pursued. So for what it's worth, like, even that means something to me. And, you know, what future incarnations do with that is on them. At least I'll know that I have played my part to try a different path and can only hope that it will be impactful in some kind of way.
No, and I love that. And I actually have a lot of respect for that, which is why we talked about the savior complex. You guys should go definitely check out that episode if you want to know what the savior complex looks like and how, you know, people kind of get brainwashed. It's the word I'm going to use in religion. Because, I mean, the religion, in my personal opinion, it like became a thing through the cabal. Because religion, in my humble opinion, is made to make people complacent, to not develop their own thinking, like develop their own beliefs around what spirituality is. They give you basically the handbook, also known as the Bible, and they just say, you are in the hands of God. You need to believe this. You need to live by these rules. And if you don't, then you're a sinner and you're going to hell. And I mean, it's just, that's why so many people are leaving religion, because they're also waking up to that, being like, why have I followed these rules all my life? It's like spirituality teaches you that you make your own rules. You are your own creator. You discover your truth by doing things like past life regression, healing the trauma. So it's just like you have to stop and ask yourself. It's just the savior complex that they have written as a narrative. It's just another way to control the masses. And so it's just infiltrated everywhere. And it's wild. And we could probably make this a whole part series, but we're not going to do that. So I just hope you guys take something important away from this, like from this episode, because Tiara and I are very passionate about, you know, spreading that awareness and giving you a different perspective and, you know, kind of seeing things in a completely different way.
Absolutely. And a big part of this episode too was to sort of warn you guys about some of the lengths that the cabal has gone to, and so that you can be, you know, leery of it and recognize that, and then also understand what is required to overcome all the things, the insane things that they're doing to keep us at lower vibrational states. So we do hope this information was helpful. We might do some spinoffs of this episode. I'm not quite sure yet, but there's just so much here we could talk about when it comes to some of this stuff. And as we discover more, we will definitely be sharing that with you guys.
Absolutely. So I just want to thank everyone for tuning in this week. And, you know, we love feedback. And another shout out to YouTube. I know that not everyone makes it to the end of these episodes, so on a different episode, I do want to give a shout out to YouTube to make more of you aware that you guys can listen to our episodes. They are in English, but the captions are most likely going to be in your native language, which is awesome because we want to reach as many people as possible. So I just want to extend another thank you. And I will put that reminder at the beginning of the episode because, you know, not everyone can get through an hour episode. So I just want to thank you for giving us your time and attention, and I hope everyone has a fantastic week.
Thanks, you guys. Take care.